They have a lot of files.
Yeah, file cabinet.
That was hilarious.
Oh, I'm embracing that one. I'm
Here,
gonna file
boss,
that
let me
joke.
help you with your bulletproof vest.
Oh, I don't know what I could do without you. Do you think like they realize he has a bulletproof vest or just gonna go for the headshot?
That's what I would do. Whenever I'm in a gun battle, I always just assume I just go for the head.
Little fetishizing of the gun. Oh, baby, getting
Absolutely.
in and out.
This is a Johnny Toe like, guns are cool. That's why you come to the movies, right? Guns? Okay, let's get into
Yeah,
it.
absolutely.
That's one of the reasons
He's
why
in a movie.
Quentin
Yeah.
Tarantino loves this director.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Quentin Tarantino says, I'm going to make 10 feature-length movies and then I'm going to retire because after the 10th movie, you've noted filmmakers are bad. This guy's made over 50 movies. You know, he doesn't give a shit. There's no rule about it.
Yeah. When Quentin Tarantino was like, I'm retiring after 10 movies, I was like, oh, thank God. Oh, my goodness. It couldn't come soon enough. Ugh.
But he announced it during the release of his eighth movie, Hateful Eight. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah. That's so.
Anyway, you heard my philosophy. Quentin already made 10 movies, right? He made
Yes.
half of Best Friend's Birthday and Reservoir Dogs, Pulp
That can't
Fiction,
count.
Jackie Brown,
That
Kill
can't
Bill
count.
1, Kill Bill 2.
Okay.
Why not? So, Four Rooms, he directed like a half, a quarter of it. He also directed a scene in Sin City. All that must equal one movie.
You know, you're
My
right. I
best friend's
forgot about
running
those
two.
two.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, you
Not to
can't
mention that
count my
ER
best
episode.
friend's birthday because it was like a he wasn't a student, so you can't call it a student film. But I mean, they were going to shoot it on 8mm. I mean, and it isn't done. So,
All right. So he has nine movies then. And the next one will be his last.
thank God.
Except, no, he'll do a Netflix thing. He'll do another movie. He'll do a Star Trek movie. He'll say, oh, that doesn't count because it's Star Trek.
Right. It
He's
wasn't
been
Bond.
trying to write books.
But listen,
So
I
where
told
does
you
this
my
boss have to go?
philosophy about Quentin,
Yeah.
another show. He shouldn't retire after 10 films. After 10 films, he should totally switch it up. He should, like, I know
Do that
this is
romance.
crazy, but like, make a romance. You know,
Yeah,
he
I
should
agree with you.
try. Yeah. And I mean
We've
a
known what he
true
does for the last
romance, a
25 years.
true romance, Mike.
You think Quentin Tarantino should do true romance? All right, that's crazy.
A true romance.
Not true romance. Not true romance.
Right.
Oh, so 90s. Huh? You get your phone like that when you drive? That was accepted.
Yep, and they're driving on the wrong side of the road. See how
No,
feisty Roy
all
is? I
three
really
lanes.
like him. He's a hothead.
This guy's not. He's
No,
late for
Curtis
his
is not.
cool guy. There's a. I don't know if you've ever seen.
Yeah.
This guy had a show on Spike TV, but there's a Japanese director named Beat Takashi. He was in a comedy show called The Two Beats, and they did like a wacky, crazy game show that Spike TV re-edited. If you ever watched a crazy, wacky Japanese game show on Spike TV, that was Beat Takashi. Beat Takashi started making these like serious gangster movies where nothing happens and then everything explodes.
Really?
And he did a movie, yeah, some of it's good, Fireworks, I think it's called, and there's like another one. Yeah, I mean, I think Fireworks is the one I liked. And
Okay.
that's basically them, just these henchmen just hanging out, just waiting and just waiting and just, and that's it. That's the
Fireworks.
whole movie. And then there's explosive fireworks at the end,
I think I might know.
So,
I don't know if I know that. Okay,
you
when
do
I
know him.
watched
He was
Fireworks.
in Johnny Mnemonic. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that with Bill and Ted's. Who
Yeah,
was?
with Bill, with
Yeah, yeah,
Theodore.
yeah.
No, Theodore Surgeon, Esquire.
When I watched
He
Fireworks,
played a.
yeah, he played. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, do your
No,
priority.
no, after you. It's not only Brumbaugh who gets
No, sir, I insist. Oh, are you saying I'm
it.
Brumbaing you? I'm not Brumbaing you.
Yeah, no, you Brumbaugh, Brumbaugh.
I totally Brumbaing. I
Yeah.
interrupt that guy every time, and you have to edit it. Enough shop talk.
When I saw fireworks, I was blown away. I was like, ooh,
And
ah.
then, ah, then you're like, ah, then you're like, ooh. They're still shooting off fireworks in town. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's tis the season.
Tis the season. Well, no, the season is like the week before, during, and after the 4th of July. It's not at this point. At this point,
I
you run out of
gotcha.
fireworks. All right, here we are. We are in New Jersey's best mall,
Okay,
Willowbrook.
look, you see the bystanders?
Yeah, I
Not
do.
for long.
Now, what time is it supposed to be? Like in the afternoon when they're open, right?
I guess yes. You see
All right.
Fats's
So you think
evidence,
these
the evidence that Fats was there?
Gatorade. Yeah, nothing like. Doesn't the city look cool? I want to move to Hong
Yeah,
Kong.
yeah. I would move to Hong
It
Kong,
looks
but I
like
couldn't
fun.
read any of the signs. Wait a minute. Yes, I
Oh,
could.
yeah. Listen, can you help me? I'm not from here. I'm just looking for some Gatorade. You just point me to the. Oh, never mind. I see the sign. So we're getting later now, right? Now it's finally after hours. Look at that view. God, it's gorgeous. The
Yeah.
panoramic shot like that and how the camera just kind of moves. That's some Casper Noe shit.
Nice and clean.
Yeah. And also, one thing I like about this movie a lot is that you don't really know what his mission is. Like, oh, boss guy's getting
Well, it's
shot.
to protect it. Yeah. And you see how the Kevlar came in handy? Like, what
Yeah.
sound advice? Now he's not dead, even though he's been shot.
What exactly do they do all day that warrants assassination attempts? Just that he's a boss?
There's human trafficking. They're pushing heroin. He's a boss. He's the boss. I don't know why they want to kill him, but it's a rival gang. So there's a sniper on the roof. That's what's going on here.
Yeah. Well, they usually don't have snipers in the basement.
Right.
Ooh, yeah, advertising for some apples from California. Way to go.
Look how agile Fats is. He can crawl on his
Yeah.
elbows.
Well, listen, man, the fact that he's called Fats makes me even more depressed about myself.
I don't remember this
That's.
guy's name, and I thought he was Roy, and I'm sorry about that, but he gets this great idea.
No.
They'll see which
Oh,
way
we
the
watched the movie
snipers shoot.
last week.
Right.
I have to apologize to the audience. I did the research and I did a shitty job for
Oh,
Phil
Mike, I
Dozier.
wasn't going to say
I couldn't
anything.
even. Oh, I know. You were very polite to me. When we got off the phone, and the next day I said it was a good episode, and you're like, oh, yeah, Mike, it was.
And
Well, maybe we could replace it with
you were
the
like, I
village.
can't tell these guys apart.
I couldn't. They're all white guys. They
Yeah.
all look, they're all my age. I had no idea. And also, I just lost the sequence of the plot, even though it's a 70-minute movie.
Yeah, so short. I
Not our
get like
finest moment.
TV commercials.
Because I had listened to our last episode, and I go, Carl is so good at it. He makes it so easy.
Well, you did great for the Elvis one. Great.
All right, so I'm one for one.
Yeah.
That sniper. Looks like there's more than one shooter.
Right. Now there is, that's right. They've now discovered, they're not single focused.
Headshot, headshot.
If this movie was like The Dark Knight, oh, that guy'd be in trouble. But no,
What do you
it's
mean?
funny.
Batman would show up.
Right.
Well, here's this. This seems to go on for a couple of minutes, and there's nobody else here.
That's right. There's nobody on the street. There's nobody. Everything's cool. No
Yeah.
cops are gonna come.
What time is it anyway? Like, is it a time where people sleep? Is it a time where people go to work?
No, it's more like, like a 9,
3 in the morning.
10 p.m.
Well, maybe Hong Kong there's not that many people populating this city, and that's the reason why there's nobody
Yeah,
there.
sure. Yeah,
It might
right.
be known. Yeah. I think that's what Hong Kong is known for.
Listen, if we were in Columbus, Ohio, it might look like this, and I'd be like, you're right. There's nobody on the streets. It's after 6 p.m.
No, it's quarantine. That's the reason why no one's on the street. That's the reason why the guys on the streets are not wearing
Yeah.
masks.
They
Hey, I
get
made a joke. It
the
must be
idea.
quarantine, Neil.
Move up, and his angle is messed up, and he can't.
It's pretty realistic gunfire then.
Yeah, with the
No, I'm
sparks.
serious. Like, Wick would have knocked him out. John Wick would have knocked everybody out and then shot him a couple more times in the head.
Yeah, but John Wick is sort of like a cartoon, unlike this movie, which is very realistic.
This movie is a cartoon. Get out of here.
Okay, so they have
Yeah,
one
well, that's the reason.
time
Yeah.
successfully, they have one more time successfully thwarted an attempt. But the thing is, Roy is missing.
Oh. Roy. There he is. Oh, ooh, and there was a car that went by too. Listen, if I was that actor, I'd be like, Johnny, let's do the running scene in one take, okay? Thank you. I don't want to do a second take. Finally. Called you like 20 gunshots ago.
I like
Good
Roy,
news,
man.
your
He's
calves here.
fun.
Bad news, it's Travis Bickle. Yeah, Roy's cool. I like all those guys. But like, isn't the hero the guy with the glasses and the mustache? Like, he's the conscience of the group.
Do you mean Curtis?
Yeah,
He's
Curtis
not really the
Conscience.
hero. No, he's more just doing his character, which is, I've been hired to do a job by the boss. I'm going to make sure you guys do it. Now, here comes, this is what they do at
Ugh.
night. They just hang out. Here comes cool guy Roy. Now,
Yeah.
look, Roy is mad at Curtis, and I don't know why, but he beats the crap out of Curtis, and Curtis doesn't even fight back. I don't know why.
Whose house this is? And this is the boss's house, right? It's not like he walked into Curtis's place. Like,
Right.
great place you got, slap. Ooh, they got a TV in their kitchen, bread maker.
Curtis is innocently on the
Jacuzzi.
phone. Now read the words, see what this is all about.
Okay. Ooh, upside the head.
And look, he's not defending
I
himself
like.
one whit.
Pew.
And this guy's a killer.
Well,
This
I
guy's
like
a killer.
Curtis.
He absolutely can defend himself.
Yeah, like this guy pulls out a gun.
Well, he's trying to make Roy stop beating up. I mean, Fats knows Curtis from another gang.
Right. I like Curtis out of this lot. Like, I feel like he's the one who's like the most connect, like, trying to make heads or tails out of it.
Well, he's a
There's
leader,
really not much to
that's
make
for
heads or
sure.
tails out of it.
This is when I
Well, we could
discovered
both agree
that,
his balls must hurt.
yeah, it turns out that Asian people are just like us, and if you kick them in the balls, oh, it's gonna hurt.
Well, you know what? I'm going to cancel my flight to Hong Kong. Thanks for clearing that up. Don't have to go. So a lot of Johnny To's movies, the English names are names of other movies. So there's The Mission, Help, which I really like. And then A Hero Never Dies, which I really like. And that was the one I was looking for. I thought that would be great. But it's not on YouTube. Hero Never Dies are two buddies who are in different Yakuza gangs, and they're friends but they're enemies, and they're enemies but they're friends. It's pretty cool.
Those are always interesting plots when the protagonist and the antagonist like respect each other
They
and
grew up together.
it's
Yeah,
all
there
part
was
of the
a.
game.
Yeah, he's done a couple of like Cat and Mouse movies. I think it's. Well, he did a film called Cat and Mouse, I guess.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, at the end of. I could get a list on IMDb and we'll go through and I'll tell you which Johnny Toe movies I've seen. Ooh, Ovaltine.
Yeah, that's
The
right. That's
breakfast
another
drink.
thing. Like, it's so. I don't know what's the word. It's like there's a lot of us over there. I guess that's the influence of England, I guess.
Oh, that England brought over Ovaltine to Hong Kong?
That would make sense.
Yeah. Ovaltine's known as an American brand. Remember they sponsored Little Orphan Annie, remember, on
Yep.
the radio? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now we're global. That's different. But what I mean is the influence of the English is why they have English all over the place, I guess. And.
He has a hot water dispenser that's used for tea or like powdered like coffee or powdered Ovaltine. So that's kind of British. Well, that's more European, I guess.
It's more
Countries
European,
don't
like
drink
that.
coffee.
Like you go to a hotel there and there'll be a kettle for you and you plug it
Yeah.
in and it just boils on its own. I guess
And then I
that's
complain to the
very.
management. I say the coffee maker's broken. Can't make coffee out of this thing. I plug it in, the water gets hot, but it doesn't seep the coffee. What's going on?
It's so weak, this coffee, it's clear.
Oh, hey, John Lennon. I don't know, Trish Rat.
Okay, I don't follow this in the plot. For some reason, this guy's a bad guy who arranged something like the mob hit or something. I don't know.
Oh, so he's just confronting him.
Stay away from Roy's
I
bar.
got a Super Bowl? But I love the Super Bowl. I only go there once a year. Ooh.
In
Right
February.
on, right on.
Ouch.
Ooh,
This is what I
ouch.
mean, like even
Cliches.
our good guy, right?
But is this a fatal razor blade attack? Or, like, is. Yeah, I guess so. The owner should like blink or do something. Nope.
Yeah, right. So look, they close him in so he can't get his jugular out of the establishment.
The elephant and juggler vein. Oh, bad table service. Waiter. Waiter, when you have a second, okay?
I'll take this to go. I must rush off.
Lock the gates. Let me out. Yeah, so this is like the morning and there's nobody fucking there and they were able to walk into an open restaurant with this guy in him.
Right.
It's weird. It's
No
cool, but
other
it's weird.
patrons.
Yeah. But you know what? It isn't, it's dreamlike, but it's not. Like it comes across very real, but also very dreamlike. Now there's just people, you know, now we're cool.
There's Mrs. Lung, the cheater.
Yes, yeah, so we met the boss, lady boss, and then again, unfortunately, not boss baby, because God, I want to punch that baby.
So the bad gang showed up and goes, "Ah, you killed Rat. Thanks, you did us a favor." Like trying to say, "I
Oh,
don't,
next.
that's
Yeah.
fine. I don't mind."
Okay, that's fine.
You can't rattle
But
me.
also, they killed. Yeah. Rattle. That's the thing, though. Like, a guy named Rat, like, no one's gonna like Rat anyway.
Bingo.
Not my year. That's his final words. Not my year. He doing the old stick a match in a cigarette gag?
Yes, exactly
Yes,
right.
he is.
Now, one of the reasons the internet likes this movie is for their antics. And this is an example of when they are being silly together.
This is like what Pete Takashi would do, is just be like killers who ultimately you wouldn't like in real life, just hanging around, goofing off, shit like
Yeah.
that.
Now, you
He
see,
doesn't
they
notice there's a
paved
fucking wooden
this.
stick in there.
the fake cigarette to Curtis.
Yeah.
The booby trap
Curtis
scene.
always gets shit on. He said he'd get punched in the face. He doesn't notice there's a wooden stick in there?
Nope.
Hey, this candy cigarette tastes funny. It's not like the normal candy cigarette. Powdered sugar doesn't come out when I breathe out of it.
What are you guys
I miss
trying
candy
to
cigarettes.
pull?
Speaking of lungs, kapow! What you think? That was funny, Curtis? Yeah, you didn't punch me in the face, so I think that was pretty funny.
No, he just went right into, so how long do you think we're going to do this job, you know, protecting the boss? I mean, he just, they didn't even, like, Curtis does, now they're laughing about, Curtis is laughing about it. Before, he wasn't acknowledging it even.
Yeah. That haircut's gorgeous. You know, the boss is late. He's got to go back to Daily Bugle, yell at Peter Parker.
Now, these are Triple High family members. They kind of could care less about the hits and the turf wars. They're sort of like the little Illuminati. And you see how the guy who was the boss with the father is just sitting there in a sort of ceremonial way, representing history.
Right. Having a beer ski. No, brew. I guess it's tea.
Having a beer ski.
Hey, you guys aren't stiffing me on the check, are you? We're breaking it, divvying up five ways, right?
Yeah. Super Bowl restaurant is not
yeah.
doing well.
The other 11 months, nobody shows up. Why don't you change it to International Soccer Bowl restaurant? Maybe people will show
right.
up.
Right. Think of your demographic, mister.
Well, it's sort of American football.
So, we just saw how the old man's a little bit defeated. He's like, the restaurant's not doing well. I want to turn in some of my shares. And so the son goes, you don't have that many shares left. And he goes, okay, forget it. And he sort of ambles off, depressed.
Yeah. Fucking dad's guilty me.
Now we
love this
have famous all scene.
Yeah, and I tell you, the first time I saw this scene, I was just floored by it.
Once again, there
it's
will
so mundane
be bystanders.
Right, like I can't. So they close the place. So therefore, all the mall walkers have left the mall. Everything's done.
With no explanation, it's totally empty.
You can't tell if it's daytime or nighttime in this indoor mall, right? It's like Vegas. You just
yeah.
can't tell.
It's like Japantown.
It is.
Okay, look, an innocent bystander. Look.
He's not so innocent. He's a mall cop. Paul Blart, get the fuck out of here. Get your Segway and go.
Now look, he's not innocent, is he?
No, he's Paul Blart, assassin cop. Throwing his hat in the ring.
Right.
Why would you throw your fucking hat? See, they hit him in the head there. Boom.
I guess Johnny
Depp
did that
sheet.
Just to be interesting, you know, like to be visual.
Well, shooting people on a descending escalator where you can see the mirrored image on the top, that's fucking cool. I haven't seen anything like that before. New ways to shoot. Yeah, get that guy out of there. Okay, boss. That's when you know you got the wrong bodyguard. Okay, God, boss, I'll save you. Yeah, it's closed, but the escalator's still run.
Because it's not closed, it's just not explained.
Yeah, and what about those idiots in the kiosk? Isn't there someone trying to sell you a 1,000-game device?
That's right.
It has ping pong, it has pong, pong two, super pong, super breakout, breakout.
Waifu girls.
Yeah, waifu girls. What's waifu girls?
Oh, I thought you would know. The young people around me say it. I don't know.
All right. We'll chalk it up. This is a vibe.
I don't know what waifu is. It's like some. Okay. It was a Zoom mic, and behind him was like those anime girls. I guess it's some show or something. I don't
Oh, I got you. All right, we'll watch a Johnny Toe movie right now. We don't have to get into.
lot of posturing here as they wait for
Oh,
somebody
well,
to
he
make the
milks the
next move.
scene as the audience waits for something to happen.
Yep.
Sorry, pop one off. You tell me you never had a desk pop before?
There's bad
You see
guy
the other?
gangster again.
Yeah. Ooh. Not good. Guy wants a cigarette, but he knows there's no smoking. This guy wants to know where the Foot Locker is. Ironically, he's right standing next to the directory. Curtis.
Very serious looks.
Yes. This guy's got some. Look, so cool.
Roy with his
Why is this guy
jewelry.
still shooting? Yeah, Roy, and he's got a nice watch and some, nice man jewelry.
Now look,
Oh,
a
here comes
bystander.
Carl. First day of the job.
Dup da do da dup da dup da do.
My
If
name
the
is
place is
Carl.
closed.
It is. The guy doesn't realize there's gunfire because he's listening to cool.
They saw bad
Thank
guy
God that guy has
gangsters
a
in the
mirror.
reflection.
Oh! You ever play Time Crisis, those light gun games where you have to not only have a plastic gun to shoot on the screen, but you have to reload so it has like a car pedal underneath and you press it to re to like I guess to cower, to hide behind
Re-upping.
spaces. Yeah. But I think what actually when you do it you hide behind something. So it's like a timing rhythm thing. Like
Oh,
you
okay.
shoot and
So if
then
you get good at that, you're doing a little dance.
yeah. I think Legend of Speed was his movie. He did a crazy like Fast and Furious type story of a race car driver who had it like goes to an old master and relearns the game, and they have a really good Dance Revolution contest. When is AAA coming? Been here for an hour.
I think this is
I
Connecticut.
guess we're. Ooh, there's a Great Gatsby's house. Might be Long Island.
That could be Long Island then.
Yeah. That's good. Pretending to be a mechanic. Yeah, the engine thingy looks great.
Well, see, that's Mrs.
Mrs. Boss.
Cheater. Now, I never mind ruining movies for you. Well,
What?
should I?
I have seen this movie, full disclosure, like a couple of times. I have the DVD, full disclosure. I have the DVD. You could.
Okay.
So it's quick. Do we want the audience to ruin it? Get ruined.
Well, you
It's for
know,
the show, then do it.
all right. Shin will have an affair with Mrs. Cheater Lady, Mrs. Lung. But we never
I knew
see
that.
it. We never see it.
Really?
So it
Maybe he
might have
doesn't close.
just happened when they were broken down on the side of the road. It seems like the only time they're alone together in the whole film. I don't know, though. We never see it.
Well, they did do it in the apartment. It's just the three other bodyguards are eating peanuts watching them do it.
I guess maybe it's
Talk me in the kitchen.
pistachios.
Yeah. Well, one guy was watching TV, one was doing the dishes, one was reading the paper. Two people were reading the paper. None of them saw the fucking.
Right. My head was down, Bolt.
Bro. Bro, put a shirt on. This is awkward.
Yeah,
Hot
he will
water.
make him do that.
Oh, really? Because I'm jealous of that body.
Well, Mike, you're getting older. I mean, you're not the an Adonis like when we were young.
Right. And there's not that many, it's the ages of the industry, assassin, bodyguards.
Right.
They don't go for the old guys.
Now, this is another cutesy scene that the internet loves. Like, they're such fun-loving guys. They play soccer with a
Yeah. This is just like the firework movie. Like they're just killing time and they're playing like little fun games, you know. They're doing. They're just one of the boys who kill.
Right. Who kill?
So it's cool that we know their names. It isn't like they're using aliases and this is more of an abstract, right? Like the, you
Right,
know who
that's
Curtis and
true.
Ray are. Oh my God, this game's going into overtime.
That was not Helen.
Gotcha. Johnny Toes in the background. I said cut like 10 minutes ago. Huh. Look at the secretary's legs, Carl. Sorry.
I'm only interested in Helen.
Helen of Troy. Ooh, the jumping gym. See, thank God that's in English because I'd be like, we're going here. I know what this is. We're going.
This is a good time, guaranteed.
Are you sure this is the place? Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Look at
Not
his
a good sign. Why
serious
are they
look.
still hanging out of this mall?
Now look, that's
I
Fraidy
would have.
Cat. That's Fraidy Cat.
Oh, it is Freddy Cat. Dumbass. So is there like Yakuza Empire in the mall? Like, this is they have them. They keep going back to this mall.
The office.
Yeah, all right, gotcha. Oh yeah, my office has a cutesy stewardess display.
Yeah. He goes to the brother, do you have any money? And he goes, sure, give me some. He feels sorry for Fraidy Cat. Now that Fraidy Cat has been demoted, like is a nobody in life. So he gives him a bunch of
Oh,
money, like
yeah.
severance pay.
Well, hey, he's still alive.
Look, someone got brother.
I don't get it. You take a wooden match and cram it in a cigarette. And then have the smoke. You're going to taste the wood. It's going to be sticking out.
No, you bury it in there.
Doing pranks with wooden matches are a joke, right? You can't get it into some guy's foot, and they're like, "What are you doing?" And then you're trying to light it. It takes too much. It's too time consuming. The hot foot, the wooden match. Oh, what's another wooden match one? The one where you do that bar trick where you're like, "I have nine wooden matches." Ooh, there's Freddy. You could have shoot him before I gave him the money.
Yeah, see, he wasn't. He was part of the plot to get the boss. So that's why he was reluctant to take the money and he looked like it wasn't fair.
Well, how ironic. He's going to mop it up, mop his own
His
blood up
own
after that.
blood.
Yeah.
Afraid
This
again,
job
clean up
sucks.
this mess. Where do you think you're not punching out yet?
Look at all this blood on the floor. It's mine. Well, you're fired if you don't clean it up.
Look, it says sale, sale, sale in the store. I don't get the use of English in this place that does
I'm telling you,
not
like,
speak
listen,
English.
after a while, you're going to know those letters mean sale. And you even know the word sale, right? You know
Yes.
what Super Bowl is. Everyone in the world knows Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Huh. But they have the car radio on, Carl. You know what sound it was into.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Oh, by the way, Tony Basil, who I fucking love, is now offering online $10 dance classes, and she'll teach you all the dance moves she choreographed in the 60s and danced in all her
Wonderful.
movies.
That's cool if she
Yeah,
did.
how charming. That's cool as shit. Although I'm sure her granddaughter is probably in the room like, Grandma, you're embarrassing me. Stop frugging. He was in a, we saw a movie with her, actually. We saw Head, where she dances with Davy Jones. Remember Davy Jones does this like
Yes,
fancy dancing?
that's right.
That's Tony, that's Hey Mickey, You're So Fine. He parks in a handicap spot. That's just
I know,
obnoxious.
it's so rude. I realize that nobody else is around, but this is civilization. We have rules.
Yeah, we have rules. And I know it's an abandoned warehouse, but do you mind wearing a mask? Thank you.
Not asking anything that the governor hasn't.
Oh, Carl, I had a beautiful walk in the park here in San Francisco. Ooh. Wow, they're outmatched. There's no way that four guys behind cars can beat seven guys in windows, warehouse windows.
That's right. They're
Oh,
in
and they're turning
warehouse
the
windows.
lights off. Now the warehouse lights are off. This is
So you
not
can't
fair.
see us aim.
This woman was walking in the park. She had a star and stripe American flag mask, and she had it lowered just under her lips. So you can see these like little pierced these lips like protruding above this mask. And it's just like you can't just like say, all right, an hour of my life, I'm gonna have to move this mask an inch up. Like you did all the effort.
Right.
Anyway, back to the
No,
Chicago.
it's a
And
pet
you're still
peeve. I
not gonna.
hear it.
It is a pet peeve. We want to make sure the 600 people who listen to us every week are safe, right? Healthy.
That is our numbers lately. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. I say, like, is it because of the pandemic that people don't have a commute or not listen to podcasts? They go, no,
I don't know.
no.
It
That's not the
sucks.
reason. Man, these shrubs are shooting the fuck out of the warehouse.
Yeah, that's right. So the internet wants to tell us that in one of these scenes, like a window is shot up, and then the very next scene, it's the window is healthy. I could never
All right,
find
I'm gonna
it.
take a look.
I've been looking.
I'll take a look. It's curious to me that the director has it from the perspective of the other guys, like we see inside the warehouse and them shooting. Like it's one of the few times this movie breaks from the six guys and shows you like the other side. You know what I
Right.
mean? Like.
Even when we were with the sniper, it did cut to him occasionally, but it was so slight. You were on from the
Yeah.
perspective of the guys getting shot at. So I don't know why he did it this way.
Interesting. I guess maybe because, well, oh, this is probably why.
Roy
We,
in
the
the
audience, knows that this happened. Roy's in the building. Roy's in the house.
Now watch, this one
Elvis has.
sniper never turns around, never stops firing, and they don't kill him.
Yeah. But he doesn't shoot anybody either.
Now this is bad guy Mobby, who we met at the beginning of the film, and I told you he's going to get his.
Gotcha. So I'm just waiting. This guy's like me playing video games. All right, I'm supposed to move the gun?
Nobody
I'm
gets hit.
firing. I hit the window. Mike, move. Huh? If I can't, which joystick moves and which joystick moves the direction?
There's Quentin
Doesn't make sense.
Tarantino's
Yes, from Grindhouse.
jukebox.
From Death Note. Death Note. I meticulously handwritten every song in my jukebox, and then I brought my jukebox
God,
to Austin. Make that
man.
robot.
He thinks his shit don't stink.
Oh boy. Like this movie does, I mean, it's really well done, and you might consider it be pretentious Matt Mitter, but it doesn't really hold airs in this movie. It tells a story, it delivers the action, and it has, it has a point of view, which is you got to protect the boss, I guess.
I
Well,
guess, and
but
the
I mean,
thing is,
there.
they bond together while they're trying to protect the boss. So in the end, when there's trouble, it's an interesting dynamic. Okay, so here they got
Yeah, because
bad
they.
guy gangster. And I'm not really
When
clear. They found some evidence in their hideout. Super Bowls. Ah, it's a Super Bowl
Super
restaurant.
Bowl, You thought it was a Super Bomb firecracker?
I did.
I got it. They're like, oh, they burned Super Bowl napkins. You know how much it costs to print? It's interesting. We recognize the napkin. Do you think audiences recognize the napkins, like if it was playing in Hong Kong?
I guess maybe. I don't know. That's my weird question about English, and you've made clear they probably see it, they understand it's a symbol, and they're used to it.
Yeah. Well, I think like, people hear that English is spoken, and then people probably know a lot of English as well, a lot of bilingual people. And even if they're not bilingual when it comes to English, they probably see the word sale outside or super or,
Right.
and so we know those words. It's just as much as we would know, like, I don't know. There must be some kind of,
Okay,
trying to think of like if
now
something was written.
this is the disgraced fallen, used to be the head of the mob, and we find out through that evidence that he is the one who made the assassination attempt. He is actually the one who's been trying to
The
kill
father.
on his own side.
What are you eating?
So he just admitted it.
Yeah. So this is some Godfather territory.
Now,
Or
yeah,
the
watch
dad
what he
afraid of the
says.
kids.
Now he talks about his father. They were partners and
Right.
friends, stealing for a living, started with nothing
That's
and
the
built an
prequel.
empire.
Yeah, if you want to know more, check out the Netflix series, 7 seasons.
How come it's your
It's the prequel
family
to the
in charge
mission.
of my organization now?
Because his dad got his shit together. Don't do it.
Now, what I wish the
People are
director
pissed
had
again.
done was had him keep eating. I mean, yeah, he's
He is.
chewing.
He's still chewing.
Yeah.
He just wanted a good meal. He knew he was dead. He just wanted to fucking finish his meal. These assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is. He's good. One more bite, Grandpa.
I just wish the director had had him keep on using the fork.
Right. But he's being realistic, right? I mean, he's saying if you're gonna get shot, you may be able to breathe a bit, but you're not gonna lift that hand.
I guess not. Now they've taken over the hideout essentially. Okay, so they still have bad
Good.
guy there. So they're being nice to bad. Roy is so cool. He's being nice to bad guy. Cigarette,
Come on.
and
Marlboros.
there won't be a
Coke, green
matchstick
Coke.
yet.
Really? I'm so sure. I would never trust it.
That would be the move,
You could tell
right?
they.
Put a match in it.
Listen, you could tell when they Mickey your drinks because there's like a matchstick in there. In your drink, you're like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wow. So what's that on the wall? Mergelano.
Right.
Merlwindow no.
Okay, now watch what he told Curtis to do. And watch how Roy reacts.
Oh,
Ay, 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 Curtis,
yay.
Jesus Christ.
Got blood on my jacket.
Yeah.
Well, it must be pretty loud in that warehouse.
Sure.
Don't worry. They could at least leave a fiver for the maid. I mean, she's got to pick up that body.
That's right. How interesting, no English. Okay, so
Yeah.
essentially what's happened now has the as the plot has been unfoiled, they know who put out the hit and everything, and now these guys, they
Right, the
kind of
old
don't
man.
have a purpose anymore.
Ah, they're Ronins. We could start an a cappella group. The Five Suave Guys.
Yeah.
Friendship Forever.
Da, da, da. The Five
That food looks
Musketeers.
so good. I gotta go to my temp job. Not now, I'm at my temp job.
Well, he's on his way to go back to cutting hair, but the brother just called him in.
Ah.
This is the pay that they're getting. But
All
it's
right.
not over. He's got more to tell him.
Yeah, I know.
Brother's so fun. Just the way he holds his body is like, I am in charge around here and I'm gonna have fun.
Oh, the fact that aside was in parentheses means that this guy's like Michael Keaton, Bill Murray, brilliant. You know, like just
Yeah.
outsized energy and just using the cadence, oversized tie.
Now we learn
All
that
right.
Mrs. Lung cheated with Shin. So
Why is he telling Curtis that?
that Curtis can go find out that it's true
And
and
kill
kill Shin.
Shin? Ah, well, that's when the Shin hits the fan. The director, he said he.
Direct hit, Mike.
Who told you they're having an affair? Johnny Toe. It's a scene he cut out.
What, didn't you
He's using it for another movie.
look at page 118 in the script?
Yeah. Which script? I'm seeing the other toe tomorrow, this afternoon. Well, you know, so he was very pro he's a prolific guy, and he's been making movies for years. I mean, he's really prolific. And I got to give it up to the Four Star Theater, which currently is closed in San Francisco. When Hong Kong movies became popular in America during the 90s, they were always shown. You know, like it's interesting. The movie theaters in San Francisco, there used to be a theater in Chinatown, a couple of them, and they would show all these movies. But with the bootlegging, with the video cassettes, and then the whole bootlegging the video cassettes, no one went to the theaters. They could just get a copy of the movie
Oh, yeah.
and watch it. And they kind of faded out. The Four Star Movie Theater, it's this great theater run by this guy Frank, and they always show like international movies and a lot of Hong Kong movies, and including anything Johnny Toe did. And like, I think like you would hear about it, and then you would just not hear about his subsequent films. So there'd be a lot of hype for The Mission, and
Right.
then you never hear about any of his other movies, but they're all good. Again, he did a recent movie called Drug War, which I definitely recommend. It's kind of a cat and mouse between a cop and a dealer, and it's just well done, and the city's evolved, and there's a shootout, but there are bystanders, innocent bystanders. It's really
Right.
good. Yeah.
That theater, how many stars would you give it on Yelp?
I gave it three.
What? You gave four star movie
I would,
three stars?
yeah,
You are
I'm a
critical.
prick.
Yeah.
I'm a troll. Yeah, I'm a shit lord.
Okay, so
No, I give it five stars.
Curtis pulls up
Excuse my
the
place.
facts. He says, here's the money. He says, lend me your, can you get me a gun? Fat says, yeah, I can get you a gun. He goes, lend me your phone and get out of the car. So Fats just put two and two together. Curtis wants a gun and he called Shin. What's up? Is Shin gonna get killed?
Interesting. Yeah, this movie's in full force then.
Fats is no dummy.
Again, like this movie, there's only a couple like action scenes and then a lot of waiting, but an hour is very fast. I have no idea.
The thing
This
is,
movie
the
goes by
plot was
quickly, don't they?
dissolved. The movie should have ended, but this is Act Three, in which
Yeah.
it's all about are we going to obey orders or not? Now, Roy is, I don't know, Roy really loves Shin, and we'll
Right.
see right now. Look, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but 7-Eleven's around the world. I mean, and I'm sure Welcome, whatever that market is as well. That's fine. So you recognize it. Listen, if I'm walking around and I'm in Hong Kong and I see 7-Eleven's logo, I know exactly where I'm going.
But we don't extend the same courtesy unless you're in Chinatown. Seriously, we don't have, sure in Spanish, but we don't have, okay, well,
Well, I'm trying to say, like, I don't know. If I see like a Hello Kitty, I know there's a Sanrio store. If
Gotcha.
there's like, I mean, all the boba places, they're like all these chains I can recognize quickly. I
Right.
quickly see.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
As the world gets wackier and less predictable in every way, it is more important than ever for us to all remember our roots. We wouldn't be here today if our ancestors hadn't had the capacity and the skills to take care of themselves and their communities using the resources in the natural world around them and their own two hands. My name is Wonia Thibault of Buckskin Revolution and Alone Season 6, and I started Buckskin Revolution not just to empower people with a wider range of skills to meet their basic needs, but also to inspire them with a sense of fulfillment and connection that comes with living a little closer to the earth and using our bodies, our minds, and our very DNA for what they evolved to do, to help us thrive without the need for modern technology and industry. If that sounds appealing to you, I hope you'll join me for the Fall 2020 Buckskin Revolution Online Skills Gathering, an 8-week learning experience designed to work within any schedule. It involves pre-recorded classes, live interactive sessions, and online community learning support from both myself and your fellow students. The need for these skills has never been more pressing, and Buckskin Revolution is working hard to bring them to you. I hope you can join us.
Get connected with yourself and the world around you at buckskinrevolution.com.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dang nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
Hey, you, poetry reader. This is Bjork's sister, Mjork. It's okay. We also have a soul and a weekly poetry reading on Mutiny Radio's AltaCast, zoomed every Wednesday at high noon from Glasgow, Scotland. One of our co-hosts from Choose Poetry, Choose Life, Andy Talbot, has a new poetry chapbook, Old Wounds, New Skin, which is available at analogsubmission.com now. Go buy it, and don't let the poets lie to you.
Once again, that's Andy Talbot's new poetry chapbook, Old Wounds, New Skin, available at analogsubmission.com.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl, not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Well, that's let's watch a full-length movie on
YouTube. We watch the best movies that aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by you.
Here's his theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
San Francisco, what are you doing this week? Come join Mutiny Radio Presents for four different comedy shows supporting local businesses in the Mission District and beyond. On Sunday, join us in the Tenderloin at Resolute Wine Bar, 678 Geary, for Barrel of Laughs at Resolute, an amazing comedy show with the best wines curated by Resolute. On Wednesdays, join us at Asiento and 21st and Bryant for dinner and a show at Asiento. Delicious tapas, incredible drinks, hilarious comedy Wednesday nights at 7:30. On Fridays at 7 o'clock, join us outside mutinyradio.fm here at 21st and Florida, 7 o'clock for outdoor comedy, socially distanced in the street. And Saturdays, join us at Atlas Cafe SF at 20th and Alabama for Titans of Comedy every Saturday at 2 o'clock. Hey, keep supporting local businesses and comedy here in San Francisco with your friends at Mutiny Radio.
The Ministry of Lava manages our national lava resources to ensure that we will always have a steady supply of lava to operate the nation's active volcanoes, which in turn power our cities and methamphetamine labs. As a matter of national security, we need to reduce our dependence on foreign lava, which means an expansion of domestic lava drilling. As your chancellor, I will build lava wells all over the country, as well as secure access to more lava fields by invading Hawaii. Imagine orange gold spurting out from school playgrounds on the Great Plains and illuminating the Nebraska sky like fireworks on the 4th of July. Magma oozing over the rolling hills of Kentucky. Volcanic ash settling gently over homes in New England like fresh gray snow. If you want global lava markets to continue to be dominated by terriblest regimes like Iceland, Chile, and the Philippines, vote for my opponent, who sits in their back pocket as comfortably as Pahoehoe on the slopes of Kilauea. If you want the United States to stay competitive in the era of peak lava and beyond, then take a chance on the Chancellor.
Are you looking for local handcrafted leather goods? Look no further than Skin on Skins, a local Mission leather working shop. All original pieces handcrafted for you. Jackets, belts, purses, jewelry, everything made out of leather. You need your bicycle seat fixed? You want it in cool leather? Under can do it. You have a motorcycle that you want to fit out with side bags and cool stuff? Talk to Under. Go to skinonskins.com. That's skinonskins.com. You just went to Folsom Street Fair and you don't have enough leather? Go see Under. Everything is handcrafted and understated quality. Fine leather, handcrafted goods for all of your needs. He also does fixes. Maybe you love that jacket. He'll put the zipper back in. Talk to Under at skinonskins.com at 20th and Mission. Check him out at skinonskins.com.
LSD FAP, acid fapping, fapping and acid, acid fapping, fapping and acid, fap, 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 acid. Thank you. That song is called Acid and Fapping.
What is flat black plastic? What could it be? It's exactly what you think it is. Flat black plastic. Vinyl, records,
round played mixed. All for you every Saturday from noon to two by Scott Walker.